Welcome to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Today I've got Eddie and Frida Gall with the Lazy G Ranch, and we're going to be talking about the Chuck Wagon Cook-Off. So, guys, welcome to the show. Appreciate you coming out.
Glad to be here.
So if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you all got going on over there.
Well, we're the Lazy G Ranch. We raise bison. We run about 200 head of bison out there at our ranch. We have a gift shop out there. We have we got into this chuck wagon cook-off deal about 3 years ago. We'd been going to Gatlinburg to a chuck wagon cook-off. And we came back here and wanted to have one, so we talked with Mayor Randy Porter and Shan Stout, and we all got together and said, let's try to put this on. So we started putting this chuck wagon cook-off coming on. We have about 10 wagons that come and cook in the competition, and then we have two what we call overflow wagons. Each wagon cooks for about 70 people. And then the overflow wagon can cook for anywhere from 200 to 300 people. There's usually two wagons on the overflow wagon. But they're not in the competition, so they can cook it any way they need to.
Fast. Yeah. They can cook it fast if they need to.
Well, what are they, when we do the competition, is there certain things that they're cooking, or do you got different categories?
They all have to cook the same thing, but they can cook it any way they want to. And the main thing, of course, we furnish bison meat for them to cook. They have beans, potatoes, and they have to have a dessert, which this year will be peach cobbler, and it's all cooked over fire. It's there's no gas or anything. It's all cooked with wood fire.
Just as if they were going out west on a trail for days and days, and they would stop and cook and sleep and rest and go again. No electricity, no anything. It's really amazing to watch.
So, I guess they're using Dutch ovens or something.
Dutch ovens. They use kettles to cook their beans in and the potatoes. And, of course, I furnish the wood, so all through the year I have to pile up a bunch of wood for these guys to cook with.
You know, one of my favorite things, biscuits, you know, cooked like over fire.
Thursday before the chuck wagon cook-off.
Friday. You talking about the kids?
On Thursday before the chuck wagon cook-off, we will be cooking biscuits where Cash and Carry used to be, across from the Pink Elephant, for people to stop by and take a sample of the we'll have a chuck wagon set up there, and he'll be cooking biscuits for people to eat from about probably 8, 9 o'clock till about 12 o'clock on Thursday before the chuck wagon cook-off. Then on Friday, we have a kids' competition. The kids will be cooking an apple cobbler that each of the wagons will be helping these kids cook. And that'll be a competition for the kids to do. Then on Friday, the chuck wagons do their cooking competition on Saturday.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And this is October 3rd and 4th? Is that
right? 3rd and 4th. The 3rd is the kids competition. And then on the 4th is the chuck wagon competition.
Now, who's the judges for this? You got some serious, are they secret, or is it?
They have a list of judges. They have it's either, I think, two judges per category to judge them, and the judging goes on at 11:45. Is that right, Frida? I think on Saturday for the judging, and then everybody eats at 12 noon. On Saturday, off the chuck wagon.
Now, do they judge it on like just taste, or is there two or three different things, or do you know really how?
I don't really know the score sheets.
I'm sure it's got to be pretty, but also it might not taste good. You know, so got my.
Well, they're sort of strict on how it's done. We have we belong to the American Chuck Wagon Association. And we have judges that judge the wagons for authenticity of the wagons. That's a competition there in itself. So, we have judges that come in Mark Maxwell, he is our head food judge. It's a pretty cool deal to come and try.
Well, stay tuned for more with Eddie and Frida Gall with Lazy G Ranch. And my guest today is Eddie and Frida Gall with the Lazy G Ranch, and we're talking about the Chuck Wagon Cook-Off. And, you know, y'all mentioned all about the Chuck Wagon Cook-Off earlier. You taught us a little bit, you know, kind of what to expect. And you mentioned some cowboy competition. So what does all that involve?
Well, we have two sets of cowboys that sort of get in competition to have shootouts. We have the Shadow Riders out of Florida that come up to it. And then we have the Dead Tree Desperados from down around Lebanon and Nashville. And they sort of, I don't know which one's the villain.
They're very entertaining.
Yeah. And they'll have a shootout. They do some trick shooting where they'll have somebody to hold a card up and they'll shoot the card. And then they'll have their gunfights and reenactments. And they're all mingling through the crowd where the kids can talk to them and different people talk to them, get their pictures taken. And we also have if anybody's familiar with Gunsmoke, a Festus impersonator that is there. And then Frida can probably tell you about, we have some tours.
We do some tours out in our wagons where we'll load everybody up in the wagon. Each wagon holds 30 people, and they can go out and see the bison. And actually, you know, we'll have treats for them, and they can actually feed them a treat from the wagon. And there's not too many people in the whole wide world that's been licked by a bison and live to tell about it. It's a lot of fun, and I love to see people excited about bison because we are, and it's all about growing the herd. So we're trying to have more bison on the earth, and it goes down and it comes back up. But just keep in mind that, you know, everybody says, well, why would you want to sell them to eat if you're trying to grow the herd? But at the same time, you do grow the herd. We started out with 3 bison, and now we have over 200, and we're growing our herd. And we hope everybody that would be in the bison business would have that as their mission statement.
Now, do you without this festival aside? Now, do y'all do tours and stuff regularly, or
we do.
During your regular normal hours?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, Lazy G Ranch TN, and it has a number on it. My son and Jason Gall and his wife Erin, they take care of the bison tours, and we have groups, school groups, different groups that call and book tours to go out into the bison field. To feed the bison. We have a pavilion if they want to bring their lunch and eat under or whatever, that they can do that.
Have a lot of – the school kids are amazing. They're just – their eyes just – I mean, you know, they just get wide-eyed and can't believe it when they start coming up. They get a little nervous, and then all of a sudden they seem to – and a bison's like a cow. They only have – teeth on the bottom, so I tell them not to worry about if they get nipped a little, they won't bite them.
It's like a really fast cow.
Yeah, yeah.
A bison can be to 35 to 40 miles an hour in 6 strides.
Oh, wow.
That's fast.
That is fast. Yeah. For something that fast. Big, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, stay tuned for more with Eddie and Frida Gall. Welcome back to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. My guest today is Eddie and Frida Gall with Lazy G Ranch. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about the festival, the Chuck Wagon Festival, and, you know, you mentioned all about the cowboy competition and the Chuck Wagon competition, but also you mentioned maybe some vendors. So do you about how many vendors are you looking to hopefully have?
Well, we as many vendors as we can get. We've still got room for a few more vendors to set up, and if they want to be a vendor, if they'll call my office, which the phone number is 931-526-6935, and Rhonda will get them set up as a vendor.
Does it cost – what's the booth?
The booths are free.
Wow, that's great.
For the vendor to set up, you know, do that.
Oh, and y'all got the gift shop open as well?
Yes, our gift shop is open on Thursdays and Fridays each week. We have all things bison in there for sale, T-shirts, things like that. And it will also be open during the Chuck Wagon Cook-Off, too. But there's and we'll be doing the wagon rides and stuff out of that. But I think you can go online and book a wagon ride tour anytime. Just go to the
Lazy G Ranch TN Facebook page, and it should have links to get the tickets, the bison tours, everything you need through Putnam County.
And what time does the festival start?
At 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday is when the gates open at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And usually over with by about 4.
Okay. So it's a good way to spend a good Saturday or Friday, Saturday, with the family. And
it's a pretty good, it's a good deal. And there's a lot to do, a lot going on. We have live entertainment under the pavilion while people walk around, or they can just sit down, take a break, and listen to the music under the pavilion.
Right.
So
that's got live music and and you mentioned a Festus impersonator.
We have a Festus impersonator come, and so
and John T. Wayne's coming this year.
Yeah.
The
grandson of John Wayne will be there with his books. He'll be there this year. And you can get your picture made with him or whatever.
Well, that's when you think about when I think about cowboys, there's a few in my mind that come in. Roy Rogers but John Wayne was right up there on the list. Matt Dillon, but I was my dad's generation. He's a John Wayne. That's one of his favorite. But I'm a Clint Eastwood. That was my cowboy. Growing up, But I mean, John Wayne, I still love the movies and such an iconic actor, and it's just grandson coming. That's a big deal to me.
Yeah. And even Festus, I'm telling you what, this guy is.
He's just like Festus.
He's your picture taken with him.
Mannerisms and everything.
Great.
He's great.
Yeah, I love him. Matthew. Well, that's incredible. And all this is going on October 3rd and 4th out there at the Lazy G. What's the address?
It's at 6070 Dotson Branch Road, Cookeville, Tennessee.
So it's not very far away?
No.
Right out there in the, minutes, probably just a few minutes from town here.
Yeah. Yep.
It's only sure about is. 4 minutes. Once you pass through Tech, you're almost there.
If you get off at the 286 exit and go north, just go straight and you take you right to us.
And a lot of people say there's nothing to do in Cookeville or Putnam County. I mean, and there is something going on almost every weekend. And so come out, tell us the Facebook page again.
It's Lazy G Ranch TN.
So go to the Facebook page, look these folks up and go out and see them. I mean, it seems like a very interesting place, and you guys doing the tours, so book a wagon tour and go take bring the family. If a school group, y'all welcome school groups too. Yeah. So look them up. That's if you need a field trip option, that sounds like a wonderful field trip destination.
We probably have 10 cars a day that drive our driveway just to drive up and see the bison. We don't have a problem with people driving up. Just don't get in the field with them.
Yes. Might learn the hard way.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank y'all so much for coming on the show and sharing about the Chuck Wagon Cook-Off and what y'all do. Like I said, you've got the nativity coming up at Christmas time, and something that's a big thing. A lot of people like to drive around and look at Christmas lights, so that's awesome, having a live nativity.
We have the
first Saturday in December.
Yeah, we have the one night that we do hot chocolate and cider and serve hot dogs, and it's all free that one night, the first Saturday in December. So we have doctors and lawyers out parking cars and getting everybody where they need to be, where they can get in handily, and And so it's just my favorite. It's my favorite thing, my favorite night.
Well, thank y'all so much for coming on the show. Thank y'all for what you do here in the community. This has been another great episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Let's get outdoors. All right.